Today's shir in the Dear Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Amud Aleph, and we are in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah and beginning a beautiful siman Tof Ayin Beis. And here we start really in this section of Shulchan Aruch dealing with the night of the Pesach Seder, which is a very, very important and great Mesorah that we have in terms of transmitting our Torah to our children. So these simonim are extremely important and very, very practical. So we begin on the very last line of Ayin Tes Amud Beis with the Sif Aleph in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Yeh Shulchano Oruch Mib'od Yom. A person should make sure that when he comes home from shul on the night of the first night of the Seder of Pesach, same thing applies to the second night of the Seder in Chutz Laretz, that you have everything prepared so you can jump right into the Seder. Kedei Lecho Miyad Kishetechshach. So you can begin the Seder immediately once it's Seisa Kochav. And that's what Techshach here means. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Aleph. Lav Dafka doesn't mean that literally you have to eat that second that you come home. The Kavan is, however, Kedei Shia Evshalo Lahaschal HaSeder Tekev Mishetechshach V'lo Yishtah. That you should do this, not the eating right away, but you can start the Seder right away. That's what he's saying. You're not eating right away, but you can start the Seder right away. There's your footnote number one. Adds over here, in order that you shouldn't delay in starting the Seder, you should make sure that everything is prepared before. And then he says, therefore, the Lechatchila, he doesn't like this minhag, those that bake the matzahs that night, because besides the fact that you're delaying the start of the Seder, there's a lot of other potential problems that we've already spoken about as well in terms of chametz. Dirish footnote number two brings down from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Sha'af Yisadim Mibod Yom Esakarim Shemesavim, even set up the pillows that you're going to lean on. And he says, if your minhag is to wear a kittel, go get that kittel ready and do everything beforehand in order that you can start the Seder right away. And Rav Nissen Karlitz, that Sal brings down, Yesh Lohochin HaKol Kodim She'elech L'Beis HaKnesses. Do this all before you go to shul and daven, so the minute you come home, you can begin right away, measure out the matzos, all the kosos to be complete good kosos. The cup shouldn't be pogrom, it shouldn't be broken, and you should know exactly that you have enough for everybody to make sure that you have all the shiurim correctly. He brings down from the Sefer HaMichtav Sofer, and he says, Roy l'chol yari shemayim l'sadru ba'atzma le'achatzos. You should do this yourself at the chatzos, and to be medakdek in the cups and everything, as I just said. And he brings down from his father, the Chassam Sofer, that he would prepare himself the shulchan with amazing alacrity and with great, great simcha. Mechaber continues and he says, "V'atun hu b'beis hamedrash shokum." Even if somebody's learning the beis medrash, he should get up and go take care of the seder. Because of the major primary importance we have transmitting our mesorah to our children, and therefore he says the mitzvah to even stop learning and go and prepare everything so that the children will be up, they shouldn't fall asleep, and that the seder should start on time. However, but one still has to be very careful that you can't start the Seder earlier, as we'll see in a moment why. You must start the Kiddush, which is the start of the Seder, only after dark. But everything should be prepared beforehand. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Beis tells us, even if somebody's learning, and he's davening, so you have to make sure that you start on time, daven marv on time. You're actually allowed to daven marv early. You can't start the Seder early, but you're allowed to daven marv earlier, and you make sure you say kriyashma, and you say Shmon Esrei, and you daven, and then immediately go home. Leil tekef lebeso. Why? Sivkot and gimel shemitzvah l'ma alecho. Rotsu l'ma lezoriz lasos haseder k'dei shalo yishnu atikonis. As we said, the Mishnah Berurah explains over here more fully that a person has to do this with alacrity over here to make sure that he starts the Seder and that the children shouldn't fall asleep. K'sheyedu shalo yishta har be'aru achila. There won't be a great delay until the meal starts, or at least until they can eat. Mimele yishalu manishtana. They can say the manishtana. V'yoshev lem v'kayim mashakos v'gadad l'binuch b'yamuhu. And you'll be able to answer the questions. We'll see in Dear Shu footnote number 3 that he brings down, at least until Abu Dimayinu, although of course if they can stay up later, that would even be better. In the Shaaret Zion, Oz Beis, he brings down that really, ideally, they should stay up for the entire saying of Magid, and that they should hear the answers to all of the questions, and he's left off with the Tzarechi and why the Minog doesn't seem to be this way. Now, we also bring down over there that you are allowed to give them food. You can give them food, but if they're old enough that they understand about the Seder a little bit, even if you have to explain it to them, then they shouldn't certainly have matzah beforehand, and they should only have a little bit of food. They shouldn't have a lot of food, because otherwise they may fall asleep as well. The issue foot number 3 also brings down from the Ma'aril that the custom was that they would have the kids take a nap on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. la'erev lishol b'shas hagadol, so they can stay up a little bit later and be awake and ask the questions of the Manish Tana and listen to the Seder. He also brings down another reason why you should rush to do this, because mishum shekol mashe makdimim l'katsha harez adar, because you want to make the day as holy as possible, as soon as possible, therefore you should rush to do this. Sivkan Dalit, but you can't say Kiddush too early. The Mishnah explains, Rosh Lomar, the Lo Temo, Kivon Shemitzvah Lomar, since we might say such a mitzvah to begin the Seder, so Yaskala Kiddush, Vagoda Be'ol Yom, just like we do on all of the other Yom Tovim, Kamosha Matzina B'Shabbos Yomtiv, Shiochal Hosit, Michal Ala Kodesh, Lakadish Lechol Be'ol Yom, B'Chanal B'Simon Reish Sassim. Many people do this in the summer when Shabbos would start at 8:30, so they make Mincha and they daven after Plag Marv, and then they sit down and they're making Kiddush and they're starting the Shabbos meal, even though it's light outside. So why don't we do the same thing by Pesach? So he says, Komash Lulam, this is the teacher, the Legabe Pesach Enukin, you can't do this with Pesach. Lefish Achilas Matzah Hukshul Pesach, that the Matzah and Pesach have to be together. Shinema al Matzah Samurim Yochlu, you have to make the Kiddush at the time that you can eat the Korban Pesach. Pesach Enu Nechah B'Laila, Pesach must be eaten at night, that's not something that's totally on you making Yontif early. By Kiddush, certainly also, B'Shas Arila Matzah, and Kiddush has to be when you can eat Matzah, and the Matzah is part of the Seder, which is when you can eat the Korban Pesach, and therefore they have to be after nightfall. And furthermore, he says, the kosher kiddush hu acha echod mi'arba kosos. Likewise, the kiddush is the first of the four cups. The chula basra agad, the matzah mar grire, and they all come together, and they all have to be there for at night. Therefore, you can't have one without the other. You can't do some of it earlier, and you can't make Pesach early, albeit you're allowed to daven early, but you can't start the Seder before it's definitely night. The issue footnote number 5 brings down as well, eating the bread on the first night of Sukkot. Also, we have a Gzeir Shav, a famous Gzeir Shav over here, Shelo Yachlenu Achshi Avadei Laila, that you don't eat on Sukkot before it's definitely nighttime. Mishum Shukcha Achilas Kizayis Pas Besukkah L'Achilas HaPesach Shedinu V'Laila. So there's a connection, the famous Gzeir Shav, Tesvav, between Sukkot and Pesach. The issue footnote number 7 says that the reason why you have to make the Kiddush also after dark, because he says, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Malkim Suda, V'Shas HaSuda B'Laila, and the Suda has to be at night. That's the Suda of the Korban Pesach. Footnote number 8, however, brings down that by Marav, as I already pointed out, the Pre-Bogadim says, Yochol Espalim Mebojo, Mafilu Berav Pesach, and it's very appropriate to daven Marav. Make sure you say Kriyashma in the proper time, but it's very important that people not start davening at the very latest times in order that the Seder should start on time. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Yisadir Shulchan or Yofi Bekelim Noem Kefi Kocha. A person should set up his table with the nicest utensils that he has, to the best of his ability. V'yochin Moko Moshovo Shieshiv Beheseba Derecheres. And he should set up his place that he can lean in the proper way, which we'll talk about momentarily, just like a free person does. We went out from slavery to freedom on the night of Pesach. We're supposed to imagine ourselves that we're doing it again now, and therefore, a person has to set this all up beforehand. I see I left out Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Hei, which I said outside, but I didn't say it inside, and that is, Rotz Loma La'achet Sisa Kochavim Lo Ben Hashmoshos. So you have to do all of the start of the Seder, the Kiddush, and onwards, after it's already Sisa Kochavim, and not during the Ben Hashmoshos period of time. Now, Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yaf agav debechol ha'shona tov l'mayit b'zeh mishum zeich l'churban. Even though all year long we say, don't take out all your fancy utensils. It's not right. We have the churban to remember. How can you dress with all your finery and take out all your good stuff when we're commemorating still the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash from Harbi Yibaneh? So we say, Aleil Pesach, it's different. B'leil Pesach mitzvah l'harbos. This is the one night of the year you take everything out and don't hold anything back. Shazel b'chal derecheris, because we're demonstrating over here that we're free people. The issue footnote number 9 brings down from the Vilna Gaon, Shu derech cheris mamish. This demonstrates cheris more than anything else. And not like it's written in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shezehu zeichel l'cheris. It's a remembrance of cheris. We have to actually show this is a real cheris. The Chasam Sofer is brought down another reason that he says this reminds us of Vayashilun Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim, that we took everything out from Mitzrayim, so therefore he would even go and borrow things from non-Jewish people and use them and put them on the Seder table in order that it should show this idea that we took things from Mitzrayim, we borrowed things from Mitzrayim. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'yomru ala Mario, they say about the Mario, again, the Marios, many of the Minhagim of Ashkenaz are following the Mario, that he writes, Kishayu biyado mashkonu shel nochrim kelim noyim lo yimishtamish ben bishum pam. When he had, let's say, collateral that he was holding from Goyim, or he was holding the utensils of Goyim, he wouldn't use them at all. Only on Pesach. Rak b'Pesach hayim minhagu l'hasim osam al shulchan miyuchad l'smach b'riyasam. So he would look at them with great happiness, and this, as the Chasam Sofer said, would probably be a fulfillment of a Yashalom, and that's what's right. We're reminded to that, but this is so far that we go to put everything out possible on a Pesach night, even though the rest of the year we don't do this. Sivkot and Zayin, we have to go and prepare everything to sit b'haseba. So Rosh Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us, the Mishnah Berurah says, is Rosho Mutol Litzachmo. You tilt your head towards the left, Alamita on the bed, or Al Asavsol, the Korim Tachas Rosho, or on the bench, and you have pillows underneath your head, Eitzel Ashulcha, near the table. What exactly is this Haseba that we're talking about? So we have a lot over here in the Dershu footnote. So Dershu footnote number 10 tells us that the mitzvah of Haseba is the idea of Derech Cheres, as we already pointed out. And Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Shukid Derech Shamalochim Agdolim Ochlin. This was the way that we imagine ourselves like we're Malochim Agdolim. The Vilna Gaon said we actually should imagine ourselves that we are the Cheres. And he says, Chayev Odom Lirosis Atzmo. You have to imagine yourself that you're actually leaving Mitzrayim this night, and therefore, Tzorech Lasos Kolmasi Alayla Derech Cheres. We do many things this night to demonstrate this idea. Tisha footnote number 11 says, how you do the actual Seba, you tilt your head. Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, Shavadai Shebenosaf Latias Arosh. In addition to tilting your head, you have to tilt your whole body. So he says, the Chiddush over here is that you put the Karim and the Ksasos, the pillows and the blankets, whatever it is that you're leaning on over here, underneath your body and underneath your head, so you can tilt both of them. And this is brought down as well in the Shelus Shuvas Orlet Sion, Shetzorach Lahatos is a good. You have to tilt your whole body. It's not enough just to tilt your head a little bit. And also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Shetzorach Lahatos is Rosho Virov Gufo, your head and your body. That's the right way to do this. How much do you have to tilt? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that you should be leaning no ticket sas below yad taharbe b'midah shel yargish noach b'yishivasukach. You should lean to the point where you're not uncomfortable. Because if you're uncomfortable, as we'll see, that's no mitzvah to lean and be uncomfortable. Shelus Shuvas Or Letzion gives a little bit of a number here. He says a 45-degree angle. Bein shchiva liyishiva, the difference between sitting up and lying down. The issue footnote number 12 brings down that if you're leaning on like the arms of your chair, so Rav Shlomo Zalman as well as Rav Yashiv, both Zatzal say, Shiyosim kar al mishenes hayad, that you put the pillow on the armchair over here, the rest of the arm, v'yatatzu ketzasasu, and then lean towards the left, and that would be good as well. And Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, Shetzorach losim kar al hayodis hasmolus v'gam tachas rosho, should be not only on the armrest on your left, but also for your head to lean on as well. Those that have the question, they actually on a bed. So this was the opinion of the Stipler Gaon, and as well was the opinion of Rav Yashiv. They would actually lean on a bed. However, they point out, if you're leaning on a shtender or leaning just on the table, that's not considered Haseba. And a person who leans in the air, he just tilts towards the left. So Shelus Shuvas Or Letzion says it's also not Derech Haseba, vein Derech Cheres. That's neither. And there's also the opinion of Rav Yashiv and Rav Nissen Karlitz, both Zatzal. The issue footnote number 13 brings down from Chaim Soloveitchik's Zatzal, the Brisker Rav, that you bedavka lean only by the table, lefnei hashulchan, in front of the table, and that's called Haseba Derech Cheres. And he adds, that's why we especially adorn the table with all the kelim noyim over here, because that's a fulfillment as well of the mitzvah of Haseba she'inyano cheres, that it demonstrates if you're leaning in front of a beautifully bedecked table, that demonstrates the cheres. Then the Ramah says, Hagov yafilu onish ein lo korim yeshev als hasafsol. He says, the girsa that we have is that a poor person who doesn't have pillows should still lean on the bench over here, on his chair. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches brings down that the proper girsa should be over here, yosev al hasafsol, should lean on his bench. And Kain Tzorech Lomar, this is the girsa the Mishnah Berurah says is correct. It's brought down for the Mordechai. And he says, ulitzat smol, and you have to lean to your left. The main lo safsol, if you don't have a bench to lean on, hu yoshev al hakarki, sitting on the floor, kimo ba'aretz. This was the custom in many Eastern countries. So he says, Gam King Tzorech Losev al Sat Smol. The people of God says that you still lean on your left, even though you're sitting on the ground. Od Katsua Poskim, furthermore, they paskin, the Im Somech Atzmol Bir Kechaver. If you're leaning on your friend, on the knees of your friend, comes at Mikre Haseba Api Adchak. This is also acceptable if there's no other way to do this. However, Avolo al Bir Kechaver, don't lean on your own knees because Demechse Kedog, you look like a warrior over here in this situation, and that's improper. The issue footnote number 14 brings up from the Aruch HaShulchan that you should try to put some sort of clothing or something on the bench, that you shouldn't lean directly only on the bench. You should have something soft over there. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Kishu Meisiv, when you're doing the Haseba, but when you're leaning, Lo Yata Al Gabo, don't lean on your back, don't lean backwards, Lo Ponav, don't lean forwards, Lo Yamino, not on your right. El Asmol, you'll only lean to the left. And the Ramah adds over here, Ein Chiluk Ben Itali Acher. There's no difference between a righty or a lefty in this din, and we'll see why this is important, but everybody leans to the left. And he brings us down in the Torah in the name of the Rashbam and the Trumas Hadeshen. Now, Mr. Burris of Cotton Test says, Dezeh lo mikri derech cheres. When you're leading backwards or forwards or to your, in those directions, that's not considered cheres. And not on your right, Siv Cotton Yud, the lo shmo haseba. That's also not called the seba. Why? Kivin shetzorech lecho bimino. Most people are righties. And if you're leaning on your right side, you're leaning on your right hand, you're going to have to eat with your left hand, which is difficult. V'yotam achar yesh. And another reason, and this is why for lefties, we also lean on the left, not on the right, because it's dangerous to lean on the light. The shemo yaktim kone levesht, that you may come to have the food go down the kone, which is the windpipe, the trachea, instead of the veshet, which is the food pipe, the esophagus. The veshet to betzara yomim, because the esophagus is more towards the right. Kishumati roshu klapi yomim, and when you're leaning towards the right, niftacha kova shal gabi al pi hakone, the cap, the epiglottis, opens up a little bit on top of the trachea, the entry into the windpipe, and the food could go down the me'elev on its own. V'yikone shram ha'maichel v'yovali des hakone. And rachmona litzlan, a person could choke, to swallow down the wrong pipe. And therefore, even a lefty goes and leans on his left, even though it's more uncomfortable for him, he'll eat with his right hand as a result, which is his weaker hand, but it's safer. And therefore, Sivkon Yudalv, the Ramah is explained by the Mishnah Berurah, wrote Shalomar, the Gam Eater, Tzorech Lossiv al Smol Kol Adam, he also leans on the way everybody else does. The Afal Gav do Ochel Tomi B'Smol, even though he's eating with his left hand, and now he won't be able to. Vim Kain, Latam Arishon, Yitzorech Lossiv al Yimino, he should in fact go and lean on his right. We don't make any distinction. That's the way that most of the posts can paskin over here. That's more of a concern. The high timer adifolon mishum dahavi sakanta chamira sakanta misura. When we have a choice over here, following what seems to be the correct way, but the other way is dangerous. So you always follow the way that's not dangerous. The yochel also apam bimin kol adam. In this way, he'll eat with his right hand like everybody else, leaning towards the left. However, it would be the evidence after the fact in Hesev outside Yomin Yotze. If he'd lean towards the right, he would be, in fact, Yotze, because the Yomin Shlo, Hariyuk Smol Kol Adam, because that would, in fact, be a perfectly reasonable way for him to demonstrate his chayrus if it wasn't dangerous. In fact, if you look in the Bir Halacha, in Dibur HaMatzav Ein Chilup in Iter, he brings down that what happens if a person is a Gidem in his Yad Yimino, Nebuch an amputee in his right hand, or he has some sort of a mak on his right hand, and he can't lean on his left, because then he won't be able to eat. So then he questions, maybe he should lean the other way, because this way he'll be able to eat. And he concludes that the very last line on this Amud, they have showed the chazon's there, lohi tzricha chacham and kala sebet. Maybe in this situation it's better not to do a sebet at all, although he brings down from the sefer, Shiboli Lekin and Simon Reish Yudches, that he actually holds, he doesn't say this over here, but if you look in the Shiboli Lekin, he says that lefties should lean on their right side. And at the conclusion of this Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Vishum posik lo perish kedvar, nobody really passes over here like the Shiboli Aleket, so he left with the Tzorach in here, what should a person do? If he cannot lean on his left, he can only lean on his right, so either don't lean at all, or maybe the Shiboli Aleket would say that you should lean on your right. Again, if there's any real Sofik Pikuach Nefashos, obviously all the posts would say don't lean that way. And in fact, the issue footnote number 19 brings down, if a person really has tsar in the leaning, so then it's very possible that a person would be potter from the mitzvah of a seba if it's really very difficult for a person to lean. Sometimes an older person or an elderly person may not be able to lean at all. They should try to lean a little bit, but if they can, so then they're actually potter me haseba. And this is brought down in the name of the Kaf HaChaim. Siv Dalad, the Mechaber writes, Isha eino tzricha seba el imkein hi chashuva. Women do not have to go and recline over here unless they're important women. The Ramah adds something that's critically important. Hagav v'chol anashim shalonu mikrei chashuvas. He brings down from the Mordechai and the Rabbeinu Yerucham that all of our women are considered chashuv today, and therefore, according to this, all women would go and have to lean. However, the minig is not, the Ramah says. Ach lo nagu lo haseb. Many women don't have the custom to be meisiv. They don't recline. Ki samch lal diri ravya. They hold like the ravya. The cost of the zman hazeh. Nobody ain't tzorich lo haseb. That nobody goes and is meisiv. You see over here, the bracketed word tzorich is added in, and that's because that's found in the Torah, and the Mishnah Berurah himself later uses to, and they don't have to go and recline. What exactly does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, the stam isha ain't dark lo haseb bishum pam. Women didn't recline in those days, and therefore it doesn't demonstrate chayrus by reclining. However, there were chashuva women that did, Sivkon Yud Gimel. Nevertheless, Tamo, Kivin de Ein Regilu Sparat Seinu, Bishar Yemos Hashonah, Lohosev, Elo Yoshev Kidarko. Today, nobody leans. It's not the normal way for us to eat leaning, and therefore, nobody leans today, and they rely upon the Rav Yah. How come men lean? So, Dir Shafutno number 16 brings down that women never accepted this requirement to go and lean, but the men, the rabbis set it up, that even if it's not the normal way that they do it, to remember and remind ourselves of the derech eris of men do it, but women don't have to do it, and therefore many women today don't do it. Again, a woman wishes to lean, she's certainly allowed to. The issue footnote number 15 points out, however, and this is true even for a Talmud who's by his Rebbe and doesn't do haseba, that you're not allowed to eat standing up. That definitely is not derech eris. So you're like an eved in that situation. So even if you're not going to lean for women or for a man that's not in a situation that he can't lean for whatever the reason may be, so you have to sit down and eat the matzah, drink the dalakosis, etc., and not stand up. Mishabur continues, says, in Ovel, Toch Yud Beis Chodesh Al Avivim, or Rechmonos Lan, a person is in the 12 months after the loss of their parents. O Toch Shloshim Al Shakrov, and the other five Krovim, he's in the 30 days. The Shloshim, Kigon Shalom Noach Shivas Nei Regel. He didn't have the full completion of the Shiva, so the Regel knocked off the Shiva, but it didn't knock off the Shloshim. So Avhu Shu Chayev Besevi, he also has to lean. Mikol Mokom, Anochu Shalom Yosef, Amita Kvudu Kulul. He doesn't lean in the regular normal way. El Yosef Shinu Ktaz, do a little bit less leaning. Meaning the Hainal Amita, the Kar Echo Tachas Barashosov, or Al Birke Chaver, or lean a little bit on your friend or on one pillow. What about a kittel? No Gushalolubosh. They didn't wear the kittel. However, Mokomalovish and Mochim Yodam, if you want to, you're allowed to. We'll explain this more tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.